What do schools spend their money on? Books, teacher salaries, computers, and then there's the building itself, often the single most expensive investment in public education a community will make. But in New Hampshire, a state aid program that helped school districts pay for those building projects for more than half a century has been on an indefinite pause for nearly a decade. That's caused uncertainty, particularly in poor communities with aging and out-of-date schools. I traveled to one such district in the northwest corner of the state to see how school officials there are dealing with the issue. Walking up to the entrance of Woodsville High School, the aging brick facade is the first sign that this is a building that goes back a ways. Then there's the creaky wooden stairs that greet visitors at the main entrance.
I don't know if you talked at all outside about, you know, the building. This original part of the building was built in the 1890s.
Was it a school originally?
It was originally a school.
Okay. 1890. Benjamin Harrison was president, and Idaho and Wyoming had just become states. Woodsville High School serves about 250 students from Haverhill and surrounding towns.
The cafeteria is downstairs, and the band room is upstairs. If you'd like to go up, we'll bring you up.
Superintendent Lori Melanson walks me around to highlight some of the problems that come with a building this old.
Mr. Hines will be up here. I think I just saw him come in. He's been teaching here for many years.
We make our way, single file, up a narrow wooden staircase.
This is where the magic happens. Good morning, Mr. Hines.
David Hines has been teaching music here for 30 years, so he's familiar with the building's quirks.
All of our instruments, when we get ready to perform in concert, have to go down through that door, down a narrow stairway with a twist in it, which is really hard on the equipment and hard on the students carrying up and down.
But more importantly, he says there's no way for disabled students to get to his class.
So no elevators, not handicap accessible. Other than that, with the wooden floors, the sound up here is actually okay.
There are plans to fix all this. The proposed project would tackle a host of major problems, including fixing leaky, corroded pipes and addressing a lack of space. In addition, the music class would move to a room in a new area, connecting the main building and the community building, which houses the gym and cafeteria. Total costs aren't yet finalized, but including renovations, estimates are as high as $10 million. But there's a holdup. The state's school building aid program, which would have paid for a large chunk of this project just a few years ago, has been suspended since 2010. And without that guaranteed support, Haverhill Cooperative School Board Chair Richard Guy says getting local approval is all but impossible.
What we'd like to do is remedy all the problems with a project, take a bond out, and we need financial help to make that work.
There have been additions and minor repairs to the school over the years, but Guy says the building is due for a major overhaul.
We're going to have to put an elevator system in to get to the upper floors. You know, the list grows, and we feel that we're just putting, like, patches. You know, we're putting Band-Aids on old structures.
While state lawmakers have discussed reviving the program for years, Haverhill is among dozens of school districts across the state in this limbo.
Well, can you imagine having anything that you own that's an asset of yours and neglecting it? You know, I mean, I think that's what it comes down to.
Amy Clark manages the school building aid program for the State Department of Education. In her Concord office, she shows me an informal list of more than 70 proposed school building projects in the pipeline.
Right now, I have about $650 million worth of school construction or reconstruction projects on our list.
And without at least some support from the state, she warns that list will only get longer.
Whether we have declining enrollment or not, those schools still need maintenance and repair.
Just prior to the moratorium being imposed, the annual cost of the program had grown to nearly $50 million. That included money for new projects, as well as debt owed on completed ones. In 2009, lawmakers chose to bond their payments, borrowing money and adding to the program's debt. Now, the state still owes nearly $300 million for old school projects, many that were finished years or even decades ago. Amy Clark says lawmakers have since approved several changes to the program, including an annual cap of $50 million, but because of prior obligations, only a fraction will be available for new construction.
And so now I have, like I said, $15 million for new projects, if building aid is funded. Which is the big if, and it's a really big if.
There's also a new scoring rubric that takes into account things like safety and code violations, overcrowding, and how poor a district is. One project where all those factors apply is in the town of Hinsdale. It's the only school district that got its application to the state in time to be eligible for aid this year. Wayne Woolrich is superintendent of the Hinsdale School District.
There's no doubt that we have the need, no doubt that it's a life safety issue primarily, no doubt that this would remedy a real problem.
The town's $1.5 million project would expand Hinsdale Elementary School, addressing fire code violations that came to light back in 2012. Hinsdale is in line for a state grant that would cover 60% of the project's eligible costs, the maximum available through the Building Aid Program. Superintendent Wayne Woolrich says the project will be on the ballot this spring, but is contingent on getting that support from the state.
And if there's any sense that school building aid is something that means anything to our government, I think this is definitely a test case that should be pretty easy to move forward.
And there will be a host of other projects on town meeting ballots this spring that, if passed by voters, will be eligible for aid in 2018. Hampton voters will be asked to approve $26 million in renovations for Hampton Academy. And in Newmarket, officials are hoping to pass a $39 million school project. Back at Woodsville High, there's agreement the aging facility poses obstacles to students and teachers. Still, Principal Eric Chase pushes back on the idea that students here are getting shortchanged.
What's going on here educationally is outstanding. It's just going on in an aged building.
For school building aid advocates, there's reason to be optimistic. Republican Governor-elect Chris Sununu said during the campaign, including during the final debate on WMUR, the issue is a top priority.
We absolutely have to restore school building aid funding. I have a fifth and a sixth grader. I'm in my kids' classrooms. And when you go into a classroom and we're in, let's call it a negative atmosphere where the windows are painted shut, where the hallways are dimly lit, that's not a viable education environment for anybody.
Now, all eyes will be on Concord as lawmakers decide whether to reinstate the program in the upcoming legislative session.